Racing Pulse with Michael Felgate.
Always great to have a chat to Jamie Lovett, especially after they have a big international win. Good morning, Jamie. How are you, mate?
Yeah, morning, Michael. Very well, thanks.
Gee, I just had a look at that replay this morning. That was an impressive win by Red Cardinal. What was so impressive was the turn of foot he displayed.
Yeah, look, he was a horse that went into the race, you know, obviously coming off a two-mile win that was on a heavy track, so you're always a little bit guarded to see how they come through that. But, yeah, when he popped out, probably just turning for home, he probably put two or three lengths on that field. So, you know, it'll hold us in good stead going forward, coming to some of these faster run races and bigger fields.
And for us here in Australia, it's probably difficult to get a form line on the depth of that race, but you've got a horse like Wicklow Brave who finished fourth in the race behind you. So from an international standpoint, what was the standard and the horses that Red Cardinal beat in your mind?
Well, look, that race, certainly I think there was some creditable form lines, but even if you look at his last four starts, Michael, he's sort of, after we purchased the horse, we took him to the Jeffrey Freer in the UK, and he ran third behind a horse called King's Fate, who's quite exposed. Then we went back to Germany. He ran second behind Nightflower, who one of the better mares in training in Germany in the last 10 years in a Group 1 race. So, and more recently, this first time out, when he won the two-mile race at Hoppen Garden, he beat a horse called Nearly Caught, who's well exposed in Europe as well. So the race on the weekend, obviously Wicklow Brave's not getting any younger, but look, he did come out here and start short in the market in last year's Melbourne Cup and drew the car park. So, and he was reported to be running quite well this season. So I think all in all, and the times were quite good, I think we've got reason enough to plan for the Melbourne Cup this year. Obviously, there's a lot of water under the bridge, but from what he's shown us, there's no reason not to push on.
Can you get a comparison with him and the horse that you know who has done it before in Protectionist, this stage of their careers, where they would be rated?
Oh, look, the handicapper in Germany has got a very good handle on, you know, obviously like our Greg Carpenter here, he's got a good handle right across the spectrum, but I haven't spoken to him yet, but certainly off his, I haven't discussed the Hoppen Garden win this season, but off his second behind Nightflower, he had him rated quite highly. With regard to comparing to Protectionist, I mean, very difficult because obviously Protectionist was fairly well exposed when we bought into the horse, whereas this horse, Red Cardinal, had only come through the handicaps in the UK. So until we purchased him, he hadn't run in a group race. So having said that, his last four starts, he's ran in two Group 3s, a Group 2 and a Group 1. So he's certainly taken a quantum leap. He's only had 9 starts in his career. So he's still got, you know, I'd say he's still got to lift the bar to run, into the money in a Melbourne Cup. But you can only do what you're doing, and certainly first time out to win at 2 miles certainly was, I guess, surprising. But and then to travel the horse into New York and to beat a field like that, certainly he's a horse with plenty of upside, Michael.
So what's the plan now, heading to Australia, to Melbourne? Does he go to the Prix Kerguelen in France?
Yeah, talking to Andreas Follett yesterday again, I think, look, he's a horse that, he's by Monju, so we're very conscious that they do perform on the fresh side. It seems crazy, but the fact that he did go first up at 2 mile would be a good indicator that the horse appreciates, that not racing too much and spacing his runs. So we're very conscious of that. So he'll go back to Europe. We'll back off him now, and then he'll go to the Kerguelen in August. From then, we would probably, if we decide we're going to push on to the Melbourne Cup, then he would then have his next start more than likely in the Herbert Power. So he'd go into quarantine, and then we'd just follow that similar route to Protectionist where he went Kerguelen, Herbert Power into the Cup.
Do you think $15 is a bit short?
Oh, look, those pre-post betting markets, Michael, they're put on for the bookies. Oh, I think they should all be 50-1 in June, you know, like that's so hard to get a horse to the race, even if they're in training in Australia, let alone bring them from, I mean, this horse is going to have gone to America, back to Europe, over to France, back to Newmarket, then into Werribee. So there's so many things that can go wrong. So, yeah, they should all be 50-1 to make the race, let alone tight in the market.
I agree with you. That's your international hope. You've got one who's already here, who's a big hope, Big Duke. How's he been spelling?
Yeah, look, excited. He's talking to Weir the other day. He said he spelled for it. We only, obviously, he'd had a long preparation, so we didn't give him a lot of time in the paddock, but you know, Weir is very conscious not to let these horses get too heavy when they let down. So he's back in training now. He had 3 to 4 weeks off, and obviously he'll go through the more traditional Australian route into the Melbourne Cup. We're very conscious again and making sure he gets plenty of miles into his legs come that first Tuesday in November, given that he'll make the field. So we don't need to worry about qualifying him or getting his weight up. We just want to make sure we get him there in good order.
So will he go through the traditional Caulfield Cup lead-up program?
Yeah, look, when I make that comment, traditional, I guess there's a couple of routes, and I haven't screwed that down with Darren because obviously still got a fair bit of time. But I would think he'd be a possibility of running in a Caulfield Cup. Doubtful whether he could win it, but certainly he would go into a race like that and then head into the Cup after that. All there's a few different routes he can go, but certainly a horse like him, he's shown he's fairly adaptable. He won at 9 furlong and then went on and won a couple of mile and a half races. So he's got that turn of foot at a shorter trip that we've got options on our way through.
Where do you think Raw Impulse fits re the spring?
I think he could be a... he's more likely a McKinnon type horse. Yeah. I think he's a horse that could win a good race on the way through. I know where he's got a good opinion of the horse. He had a little setback there, a chip taken out of his knee, and he's a horse that doesn't appreciate firm track. So we're conscious of making sure that we wouldn't run him on a firm track, even if that was morning of the race. We're happy to wait for him because he's got above average ability, and he's already shown us that we think he's a serious horse. But we've just got to probably manage him a bit more as opposed to some of these others that. A little bit more adaptable. I wouldn't say he's a one-trick pony, but he certainly doesn't appreciate firm tracks.
And what about our old mate, Tyson Studden, who's been a bit of a phantom in recent campaigns? When will we get to see him?
He's getting a cult following for not turning up. But, his target will be the Menzies. He'll go first up into the Menzies. We've probably... probably more our fault than Darren's last time. We're quite keen to see him. We sort of had some inquiries on the horse from a staying perspective, so we sort of were keen to run him at 7 furlong. He was probably a gallop short, but he only still went under by a lip to Blackheart Bart. So he is effective at 7 furlong. He's trained for it, so he'll go first up into that race, and then the rest of his program will determine that depending on how he runs in the Mamsies, but certainly he'll be wound up for that, I would suggest.
Yeah. Do you think he'd then get out over a bit further? Obviously, it's 1,400, the Mamsie. Would you then be looking at a race like the Cantala or McKinnon?
Yeah, look, I think his best trip's somewhere between a mile and a quarter, so I'd say there's a couple of targets for him, and that mile race is one, but... Again, he could be an ideal McKinnon horse. He could be a Cox Plate horse, depending on where the mare runs and how good she's going. But, I mean, I would be thinking there's a couple of targets for him on the way through, but certainly just because he has got a commercial appeal, this horse, so we've just got to ensure that we give him every chance to capitalise on that.
How did Articus come through the Doomben Cup?
He'll be 2 stone lighter now. Yeah. So it was like he hadn't had a runner. He's half... looking after himself, the horse, and having said that, I don't think he appreciates the tight tracks, but he paraded not like a racehorse, as a result of that, we decided to cut him, so hopefully we'll see the best. He just was falling apart. It happened, ironically, Caulfield Cup Day, big crowd, and then again, Doomben Cup Day, and the only time that he raced up to the horse for now he is was off-season race at Flemington, where there wasn't a lot of people around and he didn't fall apart. So we're hoping mentally we can just get him right, Michael, because I think we saw what he can do at Flemington, and he's another one that I think he'll show up in the spring if we can just get his head right.
You still got Cups aspirations for him?
Oh, look, I don't... We never really thought he was a Cups horse, to be fair. Andreas, we sort of had the discussion that he'd won at 11 furlongs in the UK, but a mile and a half is probably over his optimum trip. But we just thought we might have got away with it at Caulfield. But obviously the way he paraded and he fell apart, we had to throw up the stumps. But after it, then we reassessed and thought, well, we should probably a mile and a quarter horse. So probably a McKinnon's another race for Articus.
And what do you make of Mongolian Wolf's run on Saturday?
Yeah, it doesn't get the trip for mine. Yeah. Stable thinks he probably raced like a tight horse. He travelled into it and then was very flat the last two furlongs. But I personally think he's probably profiles like a 2,000 metre horse. There's plenty of races for him. But having said that, look, I might be being hard. He come to the end of a very long prep and he showed us signs that he might have been over the top when he raced in Melbourne. So we'll just let Darren work that out. But, I mean, look, if he does get a mile and a half, he still could be a sneaky to get into a Caulfield Cup. I mean, those four-year-olds do profile very well at that.
So you got a nice, juicy hand of horses heading towards this year's Spring Carnival. Just a quick one, Plenciel, I know he was scratched from the Swan Hill Cup on the weekend. Where does he go next?
Yeah, I believe he had a little foot abscess. I think, like they always do, mate, it's just your touch and go, hoping that they burst beforehand. But he'll... I think he'll run at Moonee Valley. There's a mile race this weekend. He's another one, Michael. We're just sort of forking the road with him. We'll get him out to, obviously, he's been effective at 2,000. I'd just love to know for our own, you know, own sake whether he can get the mile and a half. He probably profiles more like a mile and a quarter horse as well. But if he were to be able to get a mile and a half, then he's probably another one that would be he'd profile like a Caulfield Cup horse for sure. But he's just got to get his rating up now. He's won five out of six, but he still wouldn't make any of those good races.
Mm. Well, Jamie, well done on the weekend. It was a big, big weekend for Australian Bloodstock, and we look forward to seeing Red Cardinal hopefully make it down under for the Cup.
Quick shout-out, mate. Good mate of mine, Steve Shirtlift. He bred that the Derby winner with Kieran on Saturday, so it was in the ownership and breeding, so couldn't have been happier for him. I would like to see Mongolian win, but that was the next best thing, so good on him.
Well, it's a nice segue, because we're about to have a chat to Kieran Maher after the break. It was a great win and a great weekend and race for the Victorians as well. Well done on the weekend, Jamie.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Mike.